Why you choose journalism?
First of all, when I choose for journalism in 2011, I found there is a very big gap between the Yemeni authorities and with foreign media and journalists. Everyone wants to come to Yemen, but they can't come because they can't deal with the authorities in Yemen. That's why. So I tried to search, and I used to have a foreign journalist who used to have a lot of difficulties in the ground working. So I tried to help and to arrange all the permits and necessary paperwork. Then from there, I started to be a journalist fixer, and I try to help people to do their work peacefully in the ground.
And for you, it is important to have journalism in Yemen now, and why? Why?
Very important, because the voice of journalists is very important to share the story of to the world, especially foreign media. So people should be aware about what's going on in Yemen. Therefore, journalists are the right people to share the Yemeni people's voice to the world, and to explain more about the situation and how life is difficult for them. If you come to Yemen now, you will see people suffering, dying from hunger, and there is a very big famine. And it's famine, it's not nature famine, it's famine that is human-made. So, as I told you, everyone in Yemen, they unfortunately, in both sides of the conflict, they don't want journalists to be in, because they will show catastrophe and the human-made catastrophe. So why we need journalists? So the international community will make a decision either who is right and who is wrong.
And until now, it's difficult for foreigners journalists to come to...
Yes.
You told me an example.
It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult, unfortunately. Now they call Yemen the forgotten war, because no one hears about Yemen in foreign media. If you go to a French or English media or anywhere, you will see them talking about Syria, Libya, which is accessible for journalists. But in Yemen, it's a little bit complicated. So there are some arrangements that you have to deal with different authorities in Yemen to get permissions. In the same time, you need to come to Yemen. But the problem is, you have some barriers, and we try our best.
What do you think about the role of Yemeni journalists?
Very important. Yemeni journalists, Yemeni local journalists and photographers and producers are very important to share people suffering, especially from the local journalists who they live in far away villages where the story is. So as a journalist, our work is to track the story and to share the story from the ground. So Yemeni journalists, they need to be more trained and have trainings. That's why we attend to this conference and other conferences, is to share experience with others and to get some workshops and trainings. And this will help us a lot to work in the ground. So Yemeni journalists' role in Yemen is very important, and we really believe in it. And hopefully foreign media will support them too with trainings and so on, so they can produce accurate news media and so on.
Which city are you come from?
Well, to be honest, I'm a little bit... I'm originally from Sana'a, but I work in different governorates, so I am not located in Sana'a. So I travel between the south and the north, and Hodeidah, if you hear about Hodeidah, of course, about the West Coast battle. So we always exist where the story is, with the foreign media.
And how you go to a city to another city?
Well, we have a lot of barriers and difficulties sometimes, but...
How concretely?
Yeah, to be more specific, actually I live nowadays in Cairo, because it's easy for me to travel in and out from Cairo with journalists than to travel from Sana'a to Aden, from the southern north. So I'm based in Cairo, so I travel from Cairo with an airplane to Aden, and then from Aden we take cars and we take the road either up to the west coast where Hodeidah battle is, or go up anywhere and different governorates.
And you don't face danger around on the road?
Of course, working as a journalist fixer in Yemen is the most difficult work ever in the world, because you face danger, you face different militias, of course. But I believe if you have a clear paperwork, and you deal with the government on both sides and try You know, my strategy, I always say to people, make everyone happy. So when you arrange everything and you go there, then you try. You know, it's so risky, but it's a war. But what make us take this risk is our belief that people need to share their voice to the world. Unbelievable. And it's a humanitarian crisis. Unfortunately, is human made. People made it. France can help this. International community can ban this. They are Yemeni people are humans. We have to say, we have to make a clear decision who is right and who is wrong. So from here we are asking international communities, especially the five countries like France and in the Security Council, France, Britain, America, China, Russia, everyone, they should make a decision, because this doesn't make sense. Yemenis fighting Yemenis, and who is innocent now and who is affected is civilians. So we hope they will make decisions and to make sure they stop kind of arms sales to some countries and to stop things and try to come back to peace talks. We need peace talks. Yemeni people need peace. We need love. We are very happy people. We love a better life. I don't think Yemeni people deserve what they are facing today.
And do you have a message for European citizens?
Of course, Europeans, if they knew what's going on in Yemen, I'm sure they will be very, very angry from their governments, especially now. They know and they are aware with media. That's why media exists, is to make a public opinion. So you guys, as a media and us, we share the story and we will say, okay, no one is the judge. People are the big, you know, judges who will make decisions. So now people start to be aware more about Yemen from the last reports and from the famine and from what's going on in the country. Hopefully things will be all right and our leaders will be much more responsible and try to make it, to get rid of all of this big mess in the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.